Nightshade's voice held an undercurrent of greed and excitement.
The badger story is just a ruse. Swart wants power and wealth. The position of warlord is his power, but the wealth lies hidden southeast of here. Sea rats sailed up the great river long seasons ago and hid their treasure in a secret place.
The big fox immediately became very attentive.
Treasure, you say? Where?
Only Swart and I know. We fought the sea rats and slew them many seasons ago on the east coast. Before their captain died, we squeezed the location of the loot out of him. However, I know now that Swart has grown too powerful to share any loot with me. What I'm looking for is some beast I can trust. A fox like myself, to share both the treasure and command of the hoard.
Balefair spat upon his paw and held it out.
Play me false, and I'll get ye. But take my paw. Tell me where yon treasure lies, and you've got a bargain. I give you my word, lassie.
Nightshade spat on her paw and joined it with the big foxes.
Fox and fox together act. Here's my paw, and here's my pact. Right. When we reach the river, Swart is giving the hoard a couple of days' rest. That's so he can slide off and get the loot. He wants the hoard to move west, but if you follow the river east and come back north a bit, you'll see a great hole scooped out of the earth, a quarry. That is where the treasure lies. Go carefully and avoid an old sod dwelling where two stoat hags live. They act as sentries for the treasure, guarding the quarry. Those old hags are dangerous. They have knowledge of great spells, magic and poisons. Keep away from them and enter the quarry secretly from the opposite side of their dwelling. You will find many holes low down in the pit face. Choose the biggest. Follow down the hole. It is a tunnel, and at the end of it you will find the treasure if you dig straight down. Take two trusty friends with you to carry it back, for it is a great hoard that took the sea rats many, many seasons to steal and plunder. They say there is a great jeweled axe made from gold there, bigger even than the one you carry.
Though Balefair's eyes shone covetously at the thought of such riches, still he asked the question.
What'll ye be doing whilst I'm getting yon booty?
The vixen nodded approvingly.
Good. I thought you'd ask that. I'll be convincing Swart that you've deserted with a couple of your mates. Meanwhile, I'll be slipping a potion in his food that'll weaken him a bit. No sense in taking stupid risks. Then, when you challenge him for the leadership, you'll be sure to win. Now, get going. Take two of your foxes with you. If you leave now, you'll set paws on the treasure a full day before we arrive at the river. I'll meet you at the cave to split the spoils.
Balefair called back as he ran off toward the moving hoard.
I'm glad to have you as a friend and not a foe, Nightshade.
The vixen smiled and waved, knowing she was linked by destiny to serve only one, the warlord, Swart Sixclaw.